Were you there when he bowed his head and died? The 12th station on Calvary marks the death of Christ. We are reminded of St. Paul's letter to the Philippians when he wrote, "And Jesus, being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross." In his way of the cross, St. Jose Maria Escrivá reflected, and I quote, "By now they have fastened Jesus to the wooden cross. The executioners have ruthlessly carried out the sentence. Our Lord, with infinite meekness, has let them have their way. It was not necessary for him to undergo so much torment. He could have avoided those trials, those humiliations, that ill usage, that iniquitous judgment, and the shame of the gallows and the nails and the lance. But he wanted to suffer all this for you and for me. And we, are we not going to respond?" Saint Escrivá continued, "A cross, a body fastened with nails to the wood, his side pierced. Only his mother, a few women, and a young man remain with Jesus. The apostles, where are they? And the people who were healed of their infirmities, the lame, the blind, the lepers, and those who had acclaimed him? Not a single one acknowledges him. Christ is surrounded by silence." It is important to meditate on this scene of Christ on the cross. On Calvary, we are called to consider whether we pay attention and are faithful in our attentiveness to the needs of the infirm, the disabled, and those other sisters and brothers who are Christ surrounded by silence, especially those close to home. My friend Bishop Peter Sarton told me of an extraordinary lithograph he found one day in Assisi. Tissot, a French artist of the 19th century, produced a collection of lithographs entitled "What Our Savior Saw from the Cross." One of the lithographs depicts a downward view of a crowd from the cross. We're looking through the eyes of Jesus. The artist has us staring directly into the eyes of Mary, the other grieving women, and John, the beloved young disciple. And the scene is filled with a motley assembly of characters. A Roman soldier standing defiantly at guard. Shepherds squatting with staffs in hand. Three men, are they the three kings? On luxuriously saddled horses. There are official-looking elders offhandedly observing from the rear. There are simple people, men and women, caught up in the somber events. Casual passers-by are gawking out of curiosity. Jesus views all of them from the cross. One of the most captivating features of the drawing is that its focal point is outside its borders. In fact, one quickly gets the feeling that every character is looking at you, the viewer. Is Jesus the focal point, or is it I? Jesus is the focal point, but with brilliant subtlety, the artist makes us, the viewers, the focal point as well, because the crowd seems to be staring at us. What emerges is a kind of identification of us, the viewers, with Jesus. He gazes from the cross at those for whom he gave his life, and we see them through his eyes. At the same time, because we naturally picture ourselves in the crowd, It dawns on us, we're looking at ourselves through the eyes of Jesus. Is it not true that the very meaning of our lives is caught up with a view from the cross, with the man on the cross? We can't help but be moved to sorrow, to a sorrow of love. Saint Escrivá, reflecting further on the crucifixion, said, "You too some day may feel the loneliness of our Lord on the cross. If so, seek the support of him who died and rose again. Find yourself a shelter in the wounds to his hands, in his feet, in his side. And your willingness to start again will revive. And you will take up your journey again with great determination and effectiveness." In another place, Saint Escrivá remarked, "How beautiful are those crosses on the summits of high mountains, and crowning great monuments, and on the pinnacles of cathedrals. But the cross must also be inserted in the very heart of the world. Jesus wants to be raised on high, there in the noise of the factories and workshops, in the silence of libraries, in the loud clamor of the streets, in the stillness of the fields, in the intimacy of the family, in crowded gatherings, in stadiums. Because of our call to Christian holiness, we should bear witness to the awesome love of Jesus on the cross wherever we find ourselves. Because of the man on the cross, we can and we should be bearers of hope."